Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando and thereabouts, and sending greetings to you, and you today. We want to thank you for being there, for listening. And those that listen on a continued base, we thank you. Oh, yes. And we want you to know we love you and appreciate you for it, asking you to call us at 347-857-3925 and just tell us something good today. We'd like to hear something good from our listeners. It would be so wonderful. Yes, it would. Don't forget, call us now. You know, we can't call you because we don't know where you are, but you can call us, all right? Amen, and we thank God for you. Here is Sister Dan. Might sleep at that.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. And thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father God, that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you for this gift, Father, that we woke up this morning clothing our right mind, Lord, Father, for many did not, Lord, Father. Many are standing, Lord, Father God, before you in judgment, Lord. So, Father, today we ask for mercy, Lord, Father God, as we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Father, as I hold before you this prayer list, Lord, Father God, you know each and every person, name by name. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, that you are God Almighty and nothing is too hard for you. So, Father, as we pray today, Lord, we ask you, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as I hold before you, Lord, Father, Christopher Atkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hankin, Levi Milligan, Ethan Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch them right now, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your will being done in them and through them, Lord. Father, as they're at home, Lord, Father, for the summer break, we ask you to keep them. We thank you, Lord, Father, for them getting enough food to eat, Lord, Father, enjoying their summer vacation, Lord. Father God, even praying that they're spending time with you, Lord, Father. Father God, keep them safe from any predators, Lord. Father, keep their minds, touch their families right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Father, for their household being filled with food right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, those that lost loved ones, Lord, we set them before you, asking you right now, Lord, Father, to send them the comforter right now. Give them the peace that they need, Lord, Father, as they go through this process. Father, we hold before you the Darrow family, the Roberts family, Lord. Father, and all those that lost loved ones. Father, touch and strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even let them use this time, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father. Realize, Lord, Father God, how short life is. And, Father, give their life to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Rufus right now, Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Let him not leave this earth, Lord, Father, and go into a Christless grave. But, Father God, give him that opportunity, Lord. Place someone right now, Lord, Father God, in his path, Lord, Father. Whether it be a stranger, a nurse, Lord, Father, a doctor, just walk in, Lord, Father, and pray with him, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, even if you just wake him up, Lord, Father God, to accept you as his Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we thank you. We glorify you and magnify you. Touch that entire family right now, Lord. Touch their minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for hearing and answering prayers. We thank you for all those, Lord, Father God, prayers that you have already answered, Lord. We thank you for each and every praise report. Father, we hold before you all those missing children, not only children, Lord, Father God. Those, Lord, Father God, that they have for human trafficking, Lord. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover them under your blood right now. Father, bring them home safely, Lord. Father, you say you hear the prayers of the righteous, Father. We're praying right now, Lord, Father, all those that are listening to this broadcast, touch and agree with us, Lord, Father, as we pray and intercede for them, Lord, Father. Father, their families, Lord, Father, let them not give up, Lord, Father. But, Father God, praying right now, Lord, Father, that you bring them home safely. And, Father God, those that are no longer alive, Lord, Father, comfort the family right now, Lord, Father. And give them peace and let them remember the good times, Lord, Father. And, Father God, let them help someone else, Lord, Father, to be aware, Lord. Let them teach awareness, to be aware of their surroundings, Lord, Father. Father, help us not to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. And take heed to the word right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, those that are suffering from cancer right now have to go through chemo. Father, touch them right now, Lord. Touch Barbara Hardin. Touch Jennifer right now, Lord. Touch Tracy. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen them, Father, as they go through chemo, Lord. Father, we know that it's a process, but we know that nothing is too hard for you. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of. Father, we thank you. We thank you for being their burden bearer. We thank you for being their way maker. We thank you for being their healer, Lord, Father. We thank you for loving them and being their friend, Lord, Father. We thank you for your mercy upon them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I offer this broadcast back to you right now, Lord, Father. And, Father, as you take control of this broadcast, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it right now, Lord. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And, Holy Spirit, we ask you to just have your way right now, Lord. Move in a mighty and a special way. We thank you for healing and deliverance being, Lord, Father, upon this line, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord. Father, as you decrease my apostle, bishop, and deacon, Lord. Father, you increasing them. Use them right now as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen again for the prayers. Now, if we didn't get your name in, That's because we didn't have your name, okay? So now call us at 347-857-3925. Give us your name or someone else that you desire for us to call out their name before the Lord and you, so you'll know it, that God will heal them. We're going to agree about it, and it's going to happen. Isn't that right? Amen. But you got to call 347-857-3925. Right, give us that call now. We're waiting to hear from you, okay? All right. Let's give you a little name. Let's give you a little word here today. Y'all, pray for me, please. Pray for me. Okay. Yeah. Man is a peculiar, puzzling paradox, groping for God and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. Man is a peculiar, puzzling paradox, groping for God and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. That's man. So don't get mad, okay? We don't want you to get mad because that's how men are. Bless God. That's how men are today. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here. We thank God for Deacon Mike being here. We thank God for Sister Diane being here. Anybody else over there? Praise God. We just thank God for you, and you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, and you. I thank God for you, and you being here today. Yes. Isn't it a wonderful day? Well, it's hot. Oh, my goodness. Florida is extremely hot. You don't want to go outside if you don't have to. Okay? And if you go outside, please be covered. Please be covered, okay? That's what we want you to do. And we know you're going to cover yourself up. I know you want to be sexy and all of that. Praise God, you know how you ladies, you want to go out with most of all your legs showing, your shoulders showing, your bust showing, your everything showing, and somebody's hot. Then next thing you know, you're in a hospital somewhere dying. You have a sunstroke, cancer done broke out on you from all that sunshine you got. See, I tell you to cover up, didn't I? Put on some clothes. Cover yourself up. You don't want all that much sun to shine on you. Amen. Praise God. You know, there's some people who need the sun because they are, you know, of another color. Okay. And then there's some of another color don't need no sun. Praise God. All right. Praise Lord. So, you know, govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Praise God. Listen, it's so good, though. You know, it's so good to be alive. You know, like, I'm not saying you're going to have that much energy, because this heat will cause you. It will cause you to really be tired. Don't it? Yeah, you know it do. Yes, it do. It causes you to really be tired. And it ain't got nothing to do with age here, so don't go saying that's because you old. So you keep that to yourself. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Amen. I'm just talking. I'm waiting for God, okay? Yes, Hallelujah. I'm waiting for God. You say, what you mean you're waiting for God? You know, what do you want me to say? You know, I don't just want to go up here and just say something. I'm waiting for him. You know, let me know. Is this the right word for whoever today, you see? Praise the Lord. You know, I don't mind if somebody else have the word, give it to them, you see? And that's the way you do, not try to be selfish and bogart everything for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Oh, can't nobody hear nobody but me. No. God got a lot of preachers out there. Got a lot of teachers out there. He got a lot of people out there with the word, you know. So he used whoever he will at that particular time. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay. I'm going now. All right. Now, if you got a Bible, you can turn to Matthew. We're in Matthew today. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Bible study was pretty interesting to me last night. It revealed some things that I'd forgot myself in my life also. But, yeah, to me it was. But anything that helped me grow is okay with me. You know, whether I like it or not. All right. But it's the truth. What God is needing for us, stop being so much about our own selves and not think about anybody else. Okay? And, you know, it's not Jesus the first and yourself. You know, we mostly say, It's my family come first. Well, you just overlooked Jesus, didn't you? You know, you hear people say that all the time. Well, guess what? God want me to have my family first. No, God wants you himself to be first. Come on now. That's who's first now. You stop trying to, cause you want to stay home and y'all want to have fun. Huh? Home. Okay, and so you say, well, I'm not going to be in church. You're a leader, and tell me, who you lead? Huh? I got to be with my family. Why don't you take your family to church? You say, what you doing? Well, I'm just talking. Isn't that good talk? Isn't that right? I know you're mad. I know you're mad now. You know, somebody always mad. So what's the difference, huh? Let's just make them a little madder, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now think about it. You hear it all the time. Honey, my family come first. And then somebody have the audacity to teach that you're supposed to take care of your family first. Okay, I hear you. Uh-huh. Your family and you supposed to both be in the church praising God and honoring him. See, and then when my family came to town and I can't come to church. How your family come to town and you supposed to be a preacher of the gospel and he told you go ye into all the world and preach the gospel and you talking about my family come in town. Well, bring your family with you. Now you see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You got it. We need to get our priorities in order. Amen. Get them out. Then you wonder why. You know, you wonder why so many different things start happening in your life. Because you forgot God. You forgot to put him first. He is your first. He is the first, okay? He going to be there with you when the family gone, because they will turn on you, you know, praise the Lord. And don't get some money. Lord, have mercy. They going to leave you high and dry. Mm-hmm. And then you got the other bunch that come just because you got money. Yeah. Then all of a sudden you got cousins and aunts and uncles you ain't never knew you had. You don't even know where they come from because your mama ain't got but so many sisters and brothers, you see. Mm-hmm. All right, you didn't think about that, do you? Oh, Lord, I tell you, just a little to keep you on your toes today, glory to God. We trying to line up today. We need to line up with the word. That's what we need to do. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, line up with the word, because you want to be in your flesh so much, you don't want to line up with the word. And if anybody tell you that, you get very upset with them. All right? Why we get so angry? You know why you get angry? Because it be the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. You know God is still good. Regardless, whether you do or you don't, God is still good. Whether you listen to this broadcast or you don't, God is still good. Huh? Because I was on the broadcast for years and nobody was listening when I started. Now that's not very that's not very encouraging, was it? But because God put me in this position, I stayed until somebody came and the word got around. Ooh, Lord, I'm telling you now, praise God. God is still good. You keep on going to somebody hear you. And we're going to kind of talk about that today, okay? That's what we're going to talk about. You don't quit because people don't do what you want them to do. You know, let me show you something. If you know by your giving to a ministry, God going to bless you, and he blesses you, he proves to you. You mean to tell me you're going to stop giving? You cut your own self off, don't you? You see how we do? Because we have a mind, well, I ain't going to make them fat. It's not that. You're doing it not unto them, but unto God. And what they do with the money, that's their business. That's between them and God. Do you see? Okay. So, now, I'm still waiting for my money to come. All the ones that told me they won't send money and all this, I'm still waiting for them so that they can get blessed. Now, you see, I'm me. That's the Gloria Cheva Porter. You know me by that way, okay? I'm waiting. Yes, I am, for the finance to come in from you. Yes, you. Now, you can talk all that love you want, but you say, because you love me, oh, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your ministry. This is what you said. But what happened to that? Then you took the money. Now the money becomes stolen money because now you're taking it, giving it to somebody else. You see how we do? You don't know? I know they don't know, honey. I know they don't know about the money stolen because it belonged to me and you took it and gave it to somebody else because they look like they're doing more than me. They ain't doing no more than me. Gospel is still the gospel. I'm still preaching the gospel, telling you what thus saith the Lord. All right. Now you see who's first. You. It's still about you. Stop talking about you so much, and maybe you can do more. See, God can use you more. All right. But you, so busy about you. It's all about me. You manipulate you. Man, you just do all kind of things. Come on, talk. I'm talking to you. You can't talk to me right now, okay? But I'm talking to you. But I'm going to give you a word, okay? I know. Yeah, I know how you feel. I hear you thinking all the way here from wherever you are. You are thinking out loud right about now. Why is she talking about that? I wish she go to something else. I can go to something else. But it's still with you. That word is still with you. Going to be with you till you change and get it straight. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, walls. Okay. Now we'll go to the 25th chapter of St. Matthew. We just going to talk about these things that you do. You think of yourself. You got your own way of thinking, too. The Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is, 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, who who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now, that's not the end of it, but I must just stop here. When he say, according to his several ability of what he can handle. Each one of us has the gifts that God has given us according to the ability that we have to handle what he give us. Because he know what you can handle. Stop trying to get in somebody else's lane now. Stop trying to do what somebody else is doing. And do what you are supposed to do, because he gave it to you according to your ability. Is that okay? Okay, you heard that, didn't you? Then the 16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Things are looking up, huh? You beginning to use what you got, okay? Now, don't start looking in somebody else's lane. Don't start looking in somebody else's hamper for nothing, okay? And it says, and likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. The increase is coming. The increase is coming. But it's coming according to your ability. What can you handle? So many people out today want a mega church. Now, why you want a mega church? You ain't got the ability to handle them 10 you got. You see? You can't handle them. They driving you crazy. What you gonna do with so many thousands of people? He don't give it to you because you can't handle it. And look at some of the ones that was mega churches and they throwing in the towel. See, they were in a lane they wasn't supposed to be in because they couldn't handle that magnitude. Do you get it? You want to be have all the people Abraham have or Moses had or something like that. You don't have the ability. Do you get it? Stop trying to be something you aren't, okay? And handle what you got. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. So think about that now. Now he had 2. He showed forth how much he can handle and that he can handle that 2, and God gave him 2 more. So now he got 4. See? Now he's subject to what? To get more. To double that. Do you get it? But you can't stop because of the amount of people that you have. And people look for you because they want to, you know, people always trying to make you feel bad. You ain't got so many people. Listen, if you keep going and you keep talking like that, you're going to end up with them same amount of people I got because you trying to say I'm not of God. Or you, somebody's not of God because they don't have as many people as you have. And beside that, it ain't all about how many. It's what? The quality. Did you get it? Huh? Hello, somebody. You ain't getting that. Amen. You see? And you don't stop because you only got 4 or 5 people. You in the book still. He said, well, 2 or 3 gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. There I am in the midst. So stop trying to put people down. I don't want to stay there because they ain't got no people. And that's all I hear around here in this part of Florida. Well, they were doing it in the Miami area too. But see, I found out something in reading the scripture. That don't faze me a bit, because you say that long as I am where God put me. Do you get it? And you ought to feel the same. God has placed me in the ministry, and this is what he's given me for this time. And I'm going to make sure that I get these few into the kingdom. At least there'll be somebody there in the kingdom. Hello. Because I kept trying and kept doing what God said do, no matter how many God place in your care. If you he call you to lead those 2 or 3, 4 or 5, 6 or 7, 10 or 20, or millions. See, you still do what? Do it with all your heart, like you got a mega church. You don't stop. You put everything. You put it into plan. You put this into plan. Put that into plan. You have the people. Some people have to do double duty. I know, and they don't want to. We got a lazy bunch of people. They don't want to do. Well, that ain't my job description. That ain't what I'm supposed to do. I'm an apostle. Apostle got many hats they wear. Oh, see, you didn't know that, did you? Apostles have reproaches. So many haters to apostles. You still want to be apostle? People always saying something bad about apostles. Some even say God ain't even got no apostles today. I wonder what scriptures they're reading. Have you ever thought about that? But you go along with it. Yeah, they ain't now. You go start agreeing with the devil. Because you don't want a word from the Lord. When God gives you somebody with a true word, you don't want them. You go find somebody else to listen to and go on a wrong path. But you think you're on the right path. You that person with all with the talents and you don't want to use them. Hello. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just talking to me. You don't stop. Huh? Start examining yourself to see who you are, what you're becoming. You're becoming a copycat. Hello, somebody. You're becoming a copycat. Okay? You copying somebody else because they look like they succeeding when somebody say, well, you know, I heard it now. Let me tell you, I can tell you a whole lot of stories about that. You know, you need to lead them. Come to your church, look at your members and tell them they need to lead. Now, God put them there, and somebody come in there thinking they got it better, and some of them crazy enough to lead. I seen people finna lead, and this person told them, no, I did it on purpose. I don't mind telling you. I did it. You know, ain't too many people going to do what I did. Okay, this preacher coming. I'm trying to help them get to a point in their life and blah, 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 blah. I ain't going into all that. But anyway, and they got up in church one Sunday morning and said this. I could have, listen, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I'd jump up and stomp a mud hole in them. But I just stood there, and I looked. I said, okay, God. I said, this is happening. And I said, I'm going to let this here play out. All that's on my side want to go with me, stand on this side. And all that want to stay, stand over there. You know I wanted to choke them. You know it did all I could to stand up there. And I had a visiting pastor there and say, Pastor, Pastor, I say, that's all right. Let's see how this play out. Let's see who's who. This long line jumped over there with this person, right? And see, they didn't know the person. I know the person. I know the person's background. I've seen them in action, the stuff they do, you know, because I was getting ready to throw them out of window anyway. But praise God. You say, was you that violent? Let me tell you, I went all the way saved like I am now because I was thinking, some thoughts. And the people I wouldn't have dreamed, I say, anybody else want to go with them so I can go to church? This is what I asked them. And they looked at me like I was crazy. I say, y'all welcome to go. Goodbye. That's nice. Go on. Anybody else? I looked around and say, anybody else? So this lady from out of the country was there. She said, I'm with you. I ain't going nowhere. You know, I said, well, praise the Lord. And a few others. I had so few left. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because the devil thought they going to get up in there and carry on and going to close me down. And guess what they were picking up? Guess who they picked up? Some of the best paying members. Okay, the ones that God had done the most for, that's who they picked out to go with them. And them crazy people decide to go. I say, there's some ungrateful people, God. I'm glad they gone. That's what I say. All right, church, let's go on. We ain't going to let that hinder us. And that's who they went with. You see, but did I stop trying? Did I stop serving God just because of that? You know what you say, good riddance to bad rubbish. Ain't that what you say? That when the old saying goes? So, let's see where my talents lie now. Let's see what God is going to do now. You know, well, God increased. More people came and all that, you know, and everything. But then when this person want to come back to preach to the church, I told him, no. You messed up. That's it. You took my people from before. I ain't going to give you the chance to come back and take no more. So we broke friendship. Okay? We broke friendship. That's what we did. I let you go ahead on, do what you do, and then all the people that went with her, they ain't stayed too hot minutes. They found out the truth. I say, I tried to tell you the truth all the time, but you wouldn't listen to me. I say, what you looking at ain't what you think it is. I can't tell you no more. It just ain't what you think it is. I'm not going to say it. They let you find out for yourself. All right. Talented people. Okay, so they figured their talents could take it. All right, let's read on. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. All right, now we're going to see where you at and what you have been doing. Is that right? Are you working out your soul salvation today? Are you allowing other people to dictate to you what you should do instead of you listening to what God is saying do? Which one are you doing? Come on now. Now, just because things look bad don't mean they're bad. Now, that was a bad scene ordinarily. That was a bad scene. But I'd rather know who's with me instead of you sitting up there pretending you with me and you somewhere else. See, you bind up the service, the Spirit of the Lord can't work in there, and all of this is going on. People come just to do that because they think they got more than you when they get there. Now, if you come in for that purpose, that means you don't have nothing. Not no more than nobody. You ain't got what the one that just got saved got more than you. Come on. I don't know if I'm talking to you or not. Praise God. I just don't know. Today, right this minute, I don't know. But in a few minutes, I'll know. okay? Because God will reveal it. Glory be to God. But now, the one with one talent, he don't appreciate what he have, did he? Hmm? And this is the way the church world, that will identify you, the church world today. Ah, they don't have but a few members. They don't have but them and their family. Well, if you first long soul, let's find out, did God call you? See, we have a habit of calling ourselves. And then we can't get nothing right without doing something wrong to try to make it right. And it still is don't get right, because you doing it with the wrong motives. Do you see? Huh? Come on now. Hello, somebody. You don't see that, do you? Huh? You got a few, and you want to have what the church cross town got. Well, we can do the same thing. Did God tell you to do the same thing that they're doing? I don't do what other people do. I do what God instruct me to do. Because following other people is deadly. Y'all ain't tried it yet. You might be trying it now and don't even know it. See what I'm saying? All right. After a long time, the Lord of the servants came. And here's this one here. And said that he had received 5 talents, came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Oh, I done increased. And he happy, ain't he? He real happy. I'd be happy too, wouldn't you? Praise the Lord. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over what? A few things. I will make thee ruler over what? Many. Now, God only called it a few things, right? We call the few the two or the one. That's what we call a few, right? Enter into the joys of the Lord. My God, he has a joyful place that he has just entered into, because he dared to do what? To do what the Lord was expecting him to do, what he had ordained for him to do when he gave those talents to him. Now, what kind of joy do you want to get in today? Do you want to get into the right joy, or you want to get in that fake joy?
Right.
You want to be always with that chicken grin. You know the chicken grin? You heard of that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Now, see, you don't try hard enough, do you? Do you try hard enough? Mm-mm. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. Wow. You got to increase too? Man, ain't that wonderful? Wow, you got more. Oh, my God, you're just looking in awe, right? This is what you're doing. You're looking in awe at these other churches that have all these big cathedrals. Them people got to pay them bills. Do you want to pay over $10,000 a month for a building, and you don't know if the people going to stay with you or not? What is your ability telling you now? Then you got to give up the church, and you mad. You mad with the people, you mad with God, you just mad, mad, mad. You ought to be mad with yourself. You run out because you want to have the biggest church. I used to think that was silly, because the people will always say that, oh, I'm going to have the biggest church in this area. Then I'm going to have the biggest church in the world. How you going to do that? You going to do that? You have the ability to have the biggest church in the world. Did God tell you that? Huh? Stop trying to be a copycat. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Huh? And you keep working for the wrong, you're working for the wrong person, because the enemy is causing you to get into debt. Now you're pulling out all your hair. Now you're sick. You're stressed out, depressed. Now here comes Sally Sue up in your face talking about, you know, I always love you because you work so hard and I see what you accomplished. Now Sally Sue come, the devil send her there showing all her wares to get you off track altogether. Now the devil already got you going. Now you fixing to really go. Know you got a wife and 10 children. And here you are falling for it because you're in that hole. You're in that place you should not have been in the first place because you wanted to be like somebody else. You wanted to have the biggest church around and everything. You want people to just talk about you and your choir and your band and your everything. You got what you asked for, didn't you? But ain't no joy there, is it? Huh? Ain't no joy there. You ain't in the joy of the Lord. You can't get in the joy of the Lord because now you've added some more crimes to yourself. Huh? You committed more crimes. Do you get it? And when you do this, you step out, you're forgetting what God called you to. You're forgetting what your ability is, so now you got to hire people with these different abilities to try to pump you up and pump this ministry up and everything. Now, all right, that's all well and good, having all these people in there. That's good. That's nice. It should be nice. But I don't want to handle it. That's too many headaches. You see what I'm saying? Too many headaches. And then I got to take all kind of aspirin. Aspirin ain't doing no more. What's that thing with the eye buffering or ibuprofen or whatever that thing is. They talking about taking. It's real strong. It ain't doing no good. Now you're going to go to that strong stuff. Them drug heads. You got to go on the corner now and buy it. To try to calm you down. You got yourself in a mess. Because you didn't use your talents well. You didn't put them to use where God wanted them to be. See, God wanted to get the glory, not you get the glory. I got the biggest church in the world. Oh, they got a wonderful choir. And you know how you rave on that. Oh, they so can preach. What are they living? The devil can preach. He know the Bible better than any of us. If the devil know the Bible better than you, now think about it. Naturally, they coming at you. And they do what? Sucker you in. Draw you right on in every time. And where your talents are? Hidden? You done hid it in the dirt. Like an ostrich hide his head in the sand. That's where you are. And the next thing is you done lost that million-dollar building. Huh? You in debt over your head. You done lost your family. Your wife and 10 children is gone. And you got to pay child support. And you ain't got no money. Now what you doing? Jailhouse, here you come. Huh? Jailhouse, here you come. You see? All because you wouldn't listen to what God said. You want to do it yourself. You want to be like somebody else. So what? In other words, because when you're small, you are still working it out. You're still trying. You're still going through trials and tribulation, and you're going to lack a lot of times. And all of that is the process for you to grow. That lack is to trust God, to make sure that you trust in God no matter who, what, or how it come against you. You are supposed to still trust in God. You're going to build it overnight. You want to have a castle built overnight. See? And it had to take 10 years to build that castle, 20 years before you get to where you're supposed to be. And God has patience. And he wants you to have patience. He said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, you don't want to wait. People don't want to wait today. They're in a hurry. Well, I got to leave here because ain't nothing happening. It's happening if you help make it happen, if you be there instead of being somewhere else out the window all the time. See, that's what you have to do. You keep trying. You don't keep stopping just because somebody say, well, ain't nothing happening this time I've been here, so ain't nothing going to happen. Are you God? Now you're God. You tell about something ain't going to happen. It is happening. It's happening every day that you stand fast in the liberty that God has made you free in. Every day that you stand fast in that, you know that something is happening because God don't work no dry runs.
Come on now.
Hello.
Come on.
See, God is the one that make it happen. The thing is, you just don't see it because you don't have the spiritual eyes to see what God is doing. And when you get into the spiritual realm and stay in the spiritual realm, instead of jumping out trying to be like somebody else, get in the spiritual realm, have the spiritual eyes of God that is working to and fro, you will see that God is working in spite of what you think is not happening. He working it out for you. All I'm trying to get people to see is don't give up on God because you just don't see nothing, because your eyes are not spiritually accurate.
Yes. Come on now, Apostle.
You cannot see through the eyes of God because you're not there yet. You didn't work with patience. You didn't stand still. You didn't wait on God. You just want to do it yourself because you felt like, hear what I say, you felt like something was nothing happening. I told you, stop going on what you feel. Go on what you know about God, the little bit you know about God. You can know more about God if you study the word and stop all the time looking at somebody else and saying, oh, they got it, they got it. How you know they got? You don't know how they live. They could have about 10 women up in their house, them men, or the women could have about 10 men up in there. You don't know being their girlfriends, boyfriends.
Come on now.
Having all kind of drinking parties and smoking parties and whatever.
Open their eyes.
See, you need to be like Elijah. Now open his eyes, God, so he can see.
Lord, yes.
So his servant can see. And we say today, for God to open your eyes that you may see the real deal and stop being pumped up by what you feel. Huh? And Lord, I think that's where I want to go. You see what you said now? Lord, I think. Who told you to think? Lord, I think. That is where I'm supposed to be. God, I think I should go that way, God. You ain't say, God, is this the way you want me to go? Is this your will? You ain't ask God nothing about it. You telling God what you think.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And your mind and your thinking ain't worth 2 cents. You understand? It cannot. Possibly, there is no way possible for your mind to be on the same wave as God's. He said, my thoughts are not, N-O-T, your thoughts, neither are my ways. Your ways. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Now, glory be to God. I'm just trying to tell you. You keep trying. Don't care what you don't see. You don't give up. You do like the Hebrew boys. You know, I like to talk about them. Amen. Because they exhibit faith in a time when they were looking at when the men opened the door to the furnace. The heat was so fierce until it drew them, killed them. They burnt to a crisp. Now, they standing there. Now, you standing there, wouldn't you back down then, wouldn't you? Oh, no. I'm going to do what you say, King. I'm going to do what you say. Wouldn't you back? You back down then, wouldn't you? But they didn't do it. And they just said, listen, if my God don't do it, deliver. He's able. See, at their words, notice now, at their words, when they went in, ain't nothing happened to them. Did you hear what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about you do. No matter what you see, hear, or what people talk about you, how they talk about you, let me tell you one thing. You can stand fast in the liberty of Jesus Christ and say, if he don't, he's still able to. And who knows what's going to happen when I get in.
Come on now.
Come on now. If I get in the fire, he throw me in the fire, something good is going to happen. A miracle is going to take place because he's still able to deliver. No matter if I'm in the lion's den and the lion is hungry, he ain't ate in a week. Glory to God. Amen. And they throw me in there. God is able to shut his mouth and pull his teeth too. Do you see? That's what I'm saying. Keep trying. You don't give up just because things look bad. And honey, sometime God take 400 years, didn't he, to the Israelite? 400 years before he delivered them. Told them how long it's going to be too. Hello. Now that in itself will make you scared when he tells you. You're going to be in bondage. 400 years, God. Can't you put it down a little, you know. But nobody was pleading because they ain't had enough sense to plead with God. Please, God, let it come down. So they want to blame everybody. See, that's what we do the church world today. Everybody want to blame everybody. Well, ain't nobody right in the church. And all these preachers want is money. And you give money to the preachers don't need money, but you ain't going to get none to them that need the money building up the kingdom of God. And for real. You ain't want to give them no money.
Amen.
But because they got these big names all around in there and all that. Person told me, if you give me $25,000 to start this play, I'll introduce you to this big name person. And I told them, I don't want to meet them. I already know him.
Thank you,
Jesus. I say, I already know him. I don't want to meet him. I don't want to meet none of them people. But I say, well, you know, won't you take that $25,000 and what you do, you know, put it in yourself. Do what you do, want to do. I said, but I ain't finna give you no $25,000. I ain't got it anyway, but I ain't finna give it to you if I had it.
Jesus.
I don't know you. You know.
Well,
to build your ministry up, I said, my ministry is built up where God wanted at this particular time.
Amen.
And I'm waiting on him to do the rest. All in it. See, people do all kind of things to cause you, for you to think that you ain't nothing.
Come on now.
That don't move me. You understand? All these years, years, which I ain't going to tell you how many, all these years I have never been nobody's yes man. Okay? I wouldn't care if I don't have a pot or a window. I ain't saying no more. See?
Yes.
See, God has people that'll stand.
Yes, he does.
When the storm get heavy, God got people will stand up. Storm, be still. People that got his strength. People that trust him to move when they talk, when they speak. People that know their God. Do you get me? God got those kind of people. Do you get the picture here today? That's why you keep trying. That's why you don't give up in the heat of the storms or the heat of the situations that's going on in your life with all these crazy people that's crying. I remember a man was finna hit me one time, had his fist big, balled up, and he was bigger than me. And because he told me, you always trying to take my wife to church, and I'm going to do this. And I said, oh, Lord, ain't nothing I can do here, Jesus. I said, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I started saying the blood of Jesus because I ain't know nothing else to say at the time. I was so scared. He had me in the hallway of the building where we live, fixing and pacing me up against the wall. And let me tell you, when I started saying blood of Jesus, the man walked out the door. But when he came back home that evening, he tried to beat his wife up for me. And when he did, she ducked and he broke all his fingers. And she had to take him to the hospital. I said, you know what I said? I shouldn't have said it, but y'all forget. Ask God to forgive me, okay? I asked God to forgive me because I said good. I said good for him. You know he ain't bothering me no more, right? He ain't bothering me no more. Because the devil was trying to keep me from going forth, talking about Jesus, trying to get people to go to church and change their lives. And he'll do anything. He'll do it to you. Do you think you know you got family that's against you?
Come on.
And you sitting up there, well, that's my family. No. Get away from me with this. You want to hurt me. You trying to hurt me. Keep me from God. The devil don't care who he get into. He'll get in your mama, sister, brother, uncle, aunt. He don't care who he get, grandmama Moses. He'll get in her too. See, he don't care. Do you hear what I'm saying? Long as he stop you. See, the servant with the one talent, he allowed the enemy to stop him because of the number. Now, those of you out there, you don't stop what God called you to do because of how many people is there. You got how many people to work or help you. You ain't got nobody. You're going to have to do double duty. You ever done double duty? You're going to have to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Learn how to multitask. Learn how to multitask. Do more than one thing. Until God send help. You keep doing what God called you to do because he know what your ability is. That's why he gave you what he gave you. If you got talents to do this, that, and the other, the only reason you don't do them, you're lazy. See, a lot of things you could do. And stop hollering about you ain't got no money because you ain't doing nothing with what you already got. See, use your talents. And stop all the time trying to bogart other people to, you know, do what you ought to be doing. Have you ever thought of God trying to, he's taking you through a trial here? He's taking you through your growth process? Have you ever thought about that? Huh? You don't think about that, do you? Hmm? Glory to God. Now I'm just gonna read this here scripture. This here, and I'm gonna lead over to somebody else. All right. When the one gained two other talents, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things." He say that few again, right? "I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." So, see, he got two of them that entered into the joys of the Lord, okay? Both of them, because they did what God told them to do, what God expected of them. Did he not say he know what he expect, the end that he expect? Now, if it don't happen, that means what? You failed God. Huh? Because he expects you to have an end that he already have put there for you. "Then he which had received one talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew. See, there go the eye. "I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid." Are you afraid? "And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine." Well, it couldn't multiply, could it? Where he hid it, it couldn't multiply. And what is happening with yours? Sometimes these things do happen. We don't do what God say do. God want us to obey what he say. And if we don't, well, nothing grows. His Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked, faith and slothful servant." Before it was faithful. This is a slothful servant. "Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strowed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury." Not you. You don't worry about it when I come for mine. Huh? I'll get mine from wherever it is. But you gonna tell me what to do. You gonna manipulate what I already planned. You gonna take charge. You know how you are today. You wanna take charge. You don't want God. You don't wanna hear what God say. That's it. You wanna be in control. "Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. Now that one with 20, now he got 21. Oh, Lord. Look at the increase. You see how the increase was? Well, I'm going to stop right there myself, praise God. But I say to you today, keep trying, keep trying, keep pushing, keep pushing. Don't stop until you reach the goal that God has for you. Your goals don't count. Forget your goal. You know, I know the world tells everybody that you need to plan and set a goal, but make sure your goal coincides with God's.
Thank you.
See, not your goal because, say, everybody else is doing it, so I might as well do it. That ain't working. Not today. Jesus is about to come. You know, I know some people say, "Jesus ain't fixing to come now because of this and that." Listen, if you look at everything that's going on now, everything is in a hurry. Everything. Even the atmosphere is in a hurry. The birds in the air is in a hurry. The growth is in a hurry. Everything is in a hurry, and everything is happening fast. So when we say Jesus is about to come, well, what all that he put forth is going to happen. And look out, it could be tomorrow, it could be today, it could be tonight. Do you hear me? So don't underestimate it, because God did not put it in nobody's hand but his when it's going to happen. So stop trying to estimate when God going to come. It is any day. So you be expecting it. Huh? Just be expecting and be ready when he do come. That's the whole thing. This is what we're doing, trying to be ready. We're trying to keep ourselves ready. And you be ready too. We don't want to go by ourselves. Everybody wants somebody to go with them. We all trying to go. So let's stop fighting each other. Why are we fighting so much? Why are we hating so much? Wasting time. To me, that's wasting time to hate you. You don't like me, you got the problem. I don't have no problem. I love you just the same. But you want to hate, keep going. I don't have time because I got to save myself from this untoward generation. He says, save yourself. See? He gave you that. Save yourself. He gave you how to save yourself, how to keep standing, how to make it in. See, you just love the person anyhow. You tell them, say, I love you, ain't nothing you can do about it. You may not understand me, but I still love you. I may not understand you, but I love you just who you are. Hateful, mean, sarcastic, wicked, evil. Ain't got nothing to say nice to nobody. See, that's why we were talking about that self-centered people last night. We were talking about them people. See? In our Bible study. Yeah, we deal with real life situations. These are what people do today. These are what the church world is doing today. Everybody's on their own by themselves. By me. The whole one. See? Yeah, all of us ought to be knowing how to sing, right? Me. When I was in music school, I said that about me. That didn't even make sense to me. But that's what the teachers practice you with. See? You got to go with me, baby. You know, all of that in the music school. Yeah. I did. All right. I said I was going to quit, and I don't want to be known as a liar because I'm trying to get to heaven. Hello, praise God. Somebody
here. He was doing good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle. You know, it's so true. And as she was talking, I was thinking about the what was that? The early in chapter 25, where they talk about the ten women. The ten virgins, and that they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now, you know, as Apostle was saying with the one with the talent, he was foolish. These ten virgins, five of these virgins was foolish. So let's look at it on the totality. There's always somebody that's foolish. Let's face that. There's always somebody going to make the wrong decision. They're going to make the wrong move. They ain't going to follow instructions, what God tell them to do. There's always somebody who want to do it on their own. And this is what we was talking about last night. There's always somebody who want to do it on their own because they think they can get over. Let's just be real about that. You know, because we got people today that thinks they want to, that think they can get over on God. Can't get over on God. How are you going to get over on somebody who created you? That's not going to work. And you know, people today stay in they get in their own way. They get in their own way for their own blessing. Because they're trying to manipulate. They're out there trying to, as apostles say, it's all about them and nobody else. So therefore, they ruin their own blessing. Because of that, because they trip over their own feet by trying to control the situation. You can't do that. You can't do that with God. If you with God, you with God. You ain't with this other stuff. You got to stay in that line with God. You got to do what you got to do. When God tells you to do something, when that spirit tells you to do something, you got to do it. Otherwise, you're going to fall on your face. You can't do it. You know, and I was looking about the 10 virgins, the 5 virgins asked the other 5 to give them some oil. Why did they think that them other 5 was going to give them some oil? I want to know what possessed them to even ask. Yeah, that's what they say, because they're Christians, you should give me some. You know, that's what people say, though. That is what they say. Like somebody hit you and somebody hit you and say, oh, you're a Christian, you ain't supposed to hit me back. Yeah, right. You know, you know, why did you put your hands on me? You know, you know, because they're going to catch you at the wrong time. Because can't nobody say you with the Lord 24/7. You know, they might catch you at the wrong trip, the wrong time. But, you know, God is the one that's in control of everything. God is the one that tells us what to do. God is the one that handles us. We should not handle God. God should handle us. And when the apostle was talking about the men with the talents, so I looked at Luke 19 and 12. Listen, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. 13, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. You know, and the thing about it is you're always going to have one or two that ain't going to do what they're supposed to do. That's always going to be the case. And that's the same way with the church today. You're always going to have somebody who ain't going to do what they're supposed to do. You know, because as we say, there's a Judas always in the camp. So you can always look for somebody to go against the grain. You can always look for that to happen, because that's telling you that no church is totally perfect. No man is totally perfect. See, when we came into this world, we wasn't perfect then. A lot of people say, oh, I got it perfect, baby. No, you don't. You know, let's just be real about it. You know, all of us are born in the sin. You know, yeah, you know, let's be saying, shaped in iniquity. All of us was in that position. So all of us got something in common. So a lot of people try to think that we don't, but we do. You know, that's like people were saying there's 2 different heavens. There's a black heaven, there's a white heaven. It don't work that way. All of us still bleed red, not unless you're from outer space. You know, so let's just think about these things. You know, I don't know where this comes from, all this division. We got division in the Christian world. We got division in the world, and the Christians got no business being in division, because all of us are striving for the same thing. All of us are going to the greatest and the goodness of God. All of us are trying to get people to get in the kingdom. So we don't need all of this division, because all this division make all these sinners say, ha, I got you, and this is that, and this is why I don't go, and this is that. See, and that's because of the division of the churches that keep fighting each other, and they keep pulling, you know. So we got to look at all of this, and so all we can do is stand and stand some more individually, because this is an individual thing. We can't worry about the next man, but we can help the next man. Because of the fact we got to help ourselves to get in, so therefore we can help somebody to get in. We can't worry about them, but we can help them to get in. We can show them the instructions that the Bible give us, so and point out these scriptures for them to understand where they stand and where they can help themselves. See, the point of the matter is nobody want to help themselves a lot of times. No, I think Apostle was saying nobody want to read. Nobody want to do what they got to do. You know, it takes work to do this thing. It takes work. It does take work. You know, if you want to get somewhere, it takes work. That's like if you got a business, you can't make no money unless you work toward that. Same thing with the Bible and the same thing with God. You ain't going to get in the way if you don't work at it.
You got to work at these things. You got to lift yourself up, and you got to do this on your own. You got to be weary of what you do. If you're going to represent the kingdom, represent the kingdom. If you're going to represent the devil, by all means, do what you got to do. But the point of the matter is, God is the one that's given us these decisions that we can make. We got to make this. Nobody else can do that for you. We got to make this. Just like these people in these illustrations, they did these things on their own. They don't know what they was really thinking, except for they was being selfish at what they were doing. They were doing it for their own sake. They wasn't doing it for what they're supposed to be done with it. And number two, they didn't follow instructions. That's where the bottom line it comes down to. They didn't follow instructions. And all through the Bible, we got this of people doing dumb things, people doing foolish things, people who they let the devil deceive them. Then they deceive themselves by letting the devil deceive them. They know. See, we got to look at it this way. The majority of the people in the Bible know who God was. But they still rather did something else because they thought, you hear what I say? They thought they was finding something better. They thought they was doing something better. You know, we can go all the way back to Moses when they was down there shaping a calf, a golden calf. Because they couldn't wait. They wasn't patient. They had a hard time. When Moses came down from down there, Moses went off on them. Do you blame them? Y'all couldn't wait until I got the message from God. See, sometimes God, when God deliver a message, he takes his time, but that's on his time, not ours. You know, because he give us time to hang ourselves. Because of the fact we're so impatient. So that lets you know how man was impatient from day one. You know. So therefore we got to be on top of our game when we think about what we're doing for the Lord. What we're doing for our community, what we're doing for our church. You know, it's well worth it. Let me give you a story right quick, like way back in the day, when I was in the church, way back in the day, and I hadn't too long got married, so I was in church and I was having me a good time. I was be a usher, and when the drum ain't there, I tried to play the drums anyway. I think I got fired 2 or 3 times, but anyway, you know, I did everything that needed to be done at that time, but then the wife got jealous and said, "Why is Sister So-and-so looking at you? This one looking at this one." I say, "Because I'm standing in the front. I'm the usher, ain't I? I'm playing the drums, ain't I? I'm tending to the pulpit guests, ain't I? If I'm in front of the church, every eye is supposed to be up there. Where was your eyes at?" You know, so it wound up being a conflict, and it wound up that it pulled me out of church because I got tired of coming home and arguing on the way back from church, arguing on the way to church. You get tired of these things, you know. So what I did was I started working extra jobs just to stay away from home, you know. So, but yet still, it took me out of the church. It took me out of my churchly creativity. That's all I can put it that way. You know, because the fact of the matter is, when you're trying to do something, you're trying to do something for the Lord, and you're trying to get in that spiritual realm, and you're concentrating on that, it didn't take much to take you out, because I was kind of semi-young in it. So it didn't take much to pull me out, because I thought I was doing something. You know, I thought it all. I was trying to do the right thing, you know, and these things happen when you try to do the right thing. Because when you're trying to do the right thing, that's when the devil going to come against you. He's going to come against you full force, both barrels, he coming at you, you know. So all I can say is you got to stand and be a little stronger. I got to be a little stronger. See, this time around I'm a little stronger. I ain't going for the okie doke. He got to get me on another direction now. But this is how we stay out of trouble, by reading this word of God, by looking at the mistakes these others made in here and don't do it ourselves. See, it's all in here. Every kind of mistake you think you made, it's in here. It's in this book. Don't be like those. Don't do it. Don't be like those. See, a lot of times people got the wrong idea of who they want to lift up, who they want to look up to. They got the wrong idea. They want to look at athletes. They want to look at this person, that person. Don't look at a man. Look for God. Look for God, because that's the only one that you should look at to say, that's my hero. That's the only one. Not no man on earth. Not no man that's here walking up and down the earth. The only person that you should look at is Jesus. That's the only person. That's the only person that we all should look at. But here's Sister Diane, that's all, and thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word that came from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. We trust that you received that word and apply it today. And remember that God can use you no matter who you are or what you have done. Just be obedient. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into her life, into the ministry, even into the radio broadcast. You can visit our site at logionintternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N, internationalministries.com, and hit that donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So join us also every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed and know that God loves you.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have.
God have.
struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.